Revelation of Heaven. The remaining chapters of this book, as you will soon discover, record some remarkable journeys that God has taken me on since I turned my life over to Him. He has asked me to record these experiences in this book so that others will see and understand. Why He chose me for this important work remains a mystery to me, but I do understand that He wants me to warn people in the world and in the church that we don't have much time left in which to complete the work He has called us to do. The Father in heaven wants everyone to know how much He loves them and desires to bless them if they will trust Him and obey His word. He has shown me that many believers are, in reality, functional atheists. They don't really believe there is a heaven. I can say with all certainty that it is possible for us on this side of eternity to know that heaven is so real. Furthermore, I now know that our God is able, even as His word says, to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, Ephesians 3:20. The purpose of this book is to give Him glory. To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 3:21. Please read these pages with an open mind and heart, and let the Lord speak to you. He has a wonderful plan and purpose for your life. He has prepared a home for you in heaven. Like me, you can discover the thrill of knowing that you are bound for the promised land.